And welcome to this widespread audience this morning. We're so glad you decided to join us for the series to explore one of the greatest challenges of our national history, racism. And believe me, it was a challenge for us to figure out how to even begin to address this cultural paradox and pathology. So we followed our own sense of mission to encourage a new awareness of the issues here. Our steering committee read books. We spent months in group work on the issues that were involved. And ultimately, we found ourselves led to the title of Confronting Racism through the focus of anti-racism. Anti-racism is a transformative concept that reorients and re-energizes the conversation about racism. And even more fundamentally, it points us toward liberating and new ways of thinking about ourselves and each other. Out of all those books, we settled on two seminal volumes to read that would give us a foundation to explore this issue. The first is Howard Thurman's Jesus and the Disinherited. It's a small book that was carried in the briefcase of Martin Luther King Jr. and became the theology that drove much of his work in civil rights. The second book is Ibram X. Kendi's bestseller, How to Be an Anti-Racist, a powerful and revealing work that will guide us to identify and describe and dismantle the ideas and concepts of racism wherever we find it. Over the next 10 weeks, we'll be hearing from a group of some of the finest speakers that Word in Life has been privileged to present. You can learn more about them on our website, Word in Life, all one word, wordinlife.us. So here's what our mornings will look like, close to what Tim was talking about. For the first half of each session, our presenters will speak to the reading out of their own experience and discovery. Then we'll have the chance in small breakout groups to start weaving their wisdom into our understanding. And finally, our Zoom master, Tim, will gather us to conclude the session with final comments from the speaker and some Q&A with the audience. This morning, we are honored to launch the winter series with an old friend of Word and Life, the Reverend Dr. David Moore. His last presentation to Word and Life was a year ago, January 23rd. We were studying Richard Rohr's Universal Christ then, but we were also, even at that date, beginning to think toward the notion of doing a series on racism. And we asked David for a book suggestion. Without even taking a breath, he said, Howard Thurman's book, Jesus and the Disinherited. So here we are, 1 year later, having him open our series, drawing on the very book that he suggested to us a year ago. The Reverend Dr. David Moore, Jr. is a pastor and ecumenical teacher and author. He grew up in a career Navy family whose legacy was to make him feel at home with people of many backgrounds. He graduated from UC Santa Barbara with the aspiration of working in television news, but was led instead by a strong calling to biblical scholarship and teaching and an internship with the Church of God in Christ in Santa Barbara. At age 27, he was appointed to be the pastor of the New Covenant Worship Center in Santa Barbara. In another 10 years, he was asked to expand his pastoral leadership to include a second church, this one in Oxnard, the Church for the Nations. Meanwhile, he earned a master's degree from St. Stephen's University in New Brunswick, Canada, and currently holds an appointment to adjunct faculty there, teaching ancient Mediterranean history. He earned his theology doctorate in 2014 from the University of South Africa. David and his wife, Diane, have been married for 38 years and have 5 adult children. His book, Making America Great Again, Fairy Tale, Horror Story, Dream Come True, was published in 2016. This morning, The subject of Dr. Moore's presentation is liberation and music in the African American Church. Welcome to the podium, David.